News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Question of the day on the front page of the Irish Independent is about religious symbols, though, in church-run hospitals. That is the headline. Church-run hospitals told to ditch such symbols. This is a report, a government report, that also queries funding for faith-based health services that don't provide abortions. Well, John McGurk, the political commentator, joins me now on the line. John, what do you make of this idea that patients should be allowed to cover up the crucifix?
I think that, first of all, I would love to know how much of your money and mine was spent commissioning this report, because I read, and bear in mind, obviously, both of us, I think, are only reading what's covered in The Independent, so it may be an unfair reflection of the report, but I suspect it's not. I think that this is a solution in search of a problem. I think the idea that what the report recommends, which is that the state should consider cutting off all funding to the 11 hospitals run by religious institutions if they don't take down the crucifixes, is an absolute absurdity, given that the report itself says this will cause massive disruption, that's their words, throughout the health service. I think that if you are in a hospital and you are sick, I think the last thing you're worried about is what's on the walls. I think you're much more worried about what the doctors are doing, whether they're capable of treating you. And I also think that in many hospitals, particularly where people are very, very sick, the fact that they are religious in nature and that they have chaplaincies and oftentimes that they have morgues and chapels is a vital part of what they do.
Lots of people I know, lots of our listeners, and look, people in my own family would find solace in having that chapel there, certainly at difficult times. But, you know, when you go to a hotel, you'll often find, the Gideon Bible in the locker beside you, but there's not a crucifix on the wall. Is there not a way to do this in the hospitals, that you take down the obvious iconography, but there's still access to faith, to icons of faith for people who want them?
I mean, I do think that's a decision for each hospital, and each hospital should make those decisions for themselves, and it's a matter for the Board of Management. It's certainly not something that the Department of Health should be concerning itself with at a macro level, or spending huge amounts of money commissioning a report to say this is something we should talk about. I think that if you go into a hospital and you find that there's a religious icon on the wall, whether that be, a Star of David or a crescent, or in this country, a crucifix, that often simply lets you know the religious ethos of the building that you're in. So I think the number of patients that are genuinely upset by this, that spend their time lying in a bed looking at the crucifix on the wall, fuming at it, I think the number of people who actually experience that level of discomfort and anger is vanishingly small.
What about
they're overrepresented in the political commentariat in the country and underrepresented, I suspect, amongst the population of patients.
What about what's arguably then, I suppose, a more substantive issue in the report, or as you said, look, in what's reported to be in the report in today's Independent, which says it raises serious questions over whether the state should continue to fund faith-based hospital services if they refuse to provide abortions or prescribe contraceptives?
Well, dealing with the contraceptives point first, I'm not aware, I could be wrong, but I'm certainly not aware that there's a crisis in the country around the lack of access to contraception. I don't think there is. So I'm not sure how huge an issue that is.
Mm.
But in relation to the abortion point, I would just note that we are less than a year from a referendum in which repeated assurances were given that conscience would be paramount and that no one would be compelled to partake in procedures that they felt were abhorrent to their conscience. Now, there's a debate as to whether that extends to institutions as opposed to individuals. But I would imagine that if you and I were doctors and set up a doctor's surgery funded by the state and said that we weren't going to provide abortion, there would be no basis to compel us to do that. So I don't particularly see a case for compelling hospitals to do it, number one. But the most important point here, here on is that if you look at the alternative they suggest, which is to say that if these hospitals were to refuse or to continue to refuse to provide abortions, that their funding should be cut.
Mm.
We're talking about removing, I think, €1.5 billion from 11 hospitals around the country. And the report itself says this would cause serious disruption in the health service. So I don't think causing serious disruption in the health service is a price, we should say greater disruption than already exists in the health service, by the way, is a price worth paying to force 11 hospitals who don't want to carry out abortions.
All right. Well, look, huge amount of people have very strong views on this. If our text line is anything to go by, political commentator John McGurk. John, thanks a million for speaking to us.